8-year-old girl died at a South Florida beach after being trapped under several feet of sand. It was a normal afternoon for the family vacationing from Indiana. Both the girl and her 9-year-old brother were having fun playing in the sand and digging a hole. But in a matter of seconds, the cavity, which was about 4 to 5 feet deep, collapsed in on itself, fully burying the young girl. Several bystanders quickly began digging with whatever they could find, but had a lot of trouble making headway since the hole kept caving in once rescue crews got to the scene. They used boards and shovels to stabilize the sand, but it was already too late. It's not the first time this has happened. Last year, 2 children died from this rare but deadly phenomenon. In 2013, a 6-year-old boy was buried in 11 feet of sand at the Indiana Dunes and survived the incident. Experts urge parents to be cognizant of kids digging in the sand. To be on the safe side, don't let them dig deeper than 2 feet and cover up any holes before you leave. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Recently, Nielsen released data on the most streamed shows of 2023, and it surprised some people that not a single show in the top 10 premiered in the 2020s. Some longer-running current shows are on the list, like NCIS and the kids' show Bluey, but 5 titles on the list, including number 1, which was Suits, are shows that have been off the air for years. Now, yes, a part of this is that off-the-air shows like Gilmore Girls simply have more seasons to watch than new release shows like The Mandalorian. But still, I think the attraction to older TV runs deeper than that. I think people flock to watch older shows like NCIS and Supernatural because they follow a different model of TV than many of the splashy new release shows like Ginny and Georgia or Ted Lasso. You see, new shows, even the ones I love, are made to be so much more economical than 1990s or 2000s shows used to be. Seasons of TV used to run 22 episodes long. Now, 10 or 13 is more common, with some shows only running 5 or 6 episodes in a season. I think that what people miss about older shows are often just the sheer volume of them. If you rewatch Friends or The Big Bang Theory, you can pour through hundreds of episodes. Some advance the show's main plot, while others don't. But it doesn't matter, because fans of the show are invested in the characters and their lives more than any specific plot line. In the streaming TV era, new shows are often all about plot. In 6 or 7 episodes, audiences may be introduced to a new world, witness a crime, and follow its entire investigation. That can be thrilling, but there's often not that rewatch value that came from those 22-episode seasons. In short, I think we need to let TV be TV again. Movies are where tight stories can go to thrive. TV's at its best when it's about the journey and not the destination. Save your 5-hour prestige limited series, and instead give me something to chew up hours on a slow weekend. Give me 10 seasons of wacky hijinks or delicious drama. Then I'll be happy. I'm Evan Rook.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
AM WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A ferocious blizzard closed roads, trapped as many as 300 drivers, and knocked out power to thousands in California's Sierra Nevada. ABC's Faith Abube is in Truckee.
Patio furniture buried in several feet of snow around me. The gusty winds and heavy snow have made for a dangerous travel combination here on the mountains. Highway Patrol telling us between 200 and 300 vehicles got stuck on Interstate 80 in whiteout conditions. Even tow truck drivers and emergency personnel had trouble getting to them.
Former President Donald Trump swept all three Republican nominating contests held Saturday in Michigan, Idaho, and Missouri as he continues his march towards the nomination. It's now 2 days to Super Tuesday. There were protests in several major cities, including New York, demanding more aid go to Palestinians in Gaza as the U.S. carried out its first airdrops of food. This is ABC News. Dramatic scenes Friday in Louisville, Kentucky, after a tractor trailer was struck by another vehicle and was dangling off a bridge before a firefighter descended to rescue the driver. Mayor Craig Greenberg said it turns out that tractor trailer had been struck by a vehicle that had crossed into opposing traffic. He said that he spoke to the driver.
She is a very fortunate person. She is well aware of that. And I extended our thoughts and prayers to her.
Encouraging results from an experiment that started overseas and appears to be cutting traffic deaths.
Sweden started reducing street parking a quarter century ago. Traffic deaths dropped. Other nations, cities, and over 40 U.S. states noticed, did likewise. Same result. Now reporting on its cutting down street parking, especially near intersections, Hoboken, New Jersey, across the Hudson River from New York City. Hoboken says since doing so, it hasn't had a traffic death in 7 years.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Vehicles have overtaken power plants as America's biggest source of carbon emissions. In Wisconsin, the push for electric buses is accelerating. Mike Moan reports.
The city of Racine has made headlines in recent years for leveraging federal funds to add more electric buses operated by its transit agency. And through the bipartisan infrastructure law, school systems like the Palmyra Eagle District have used federal grants to buy a handful of buses fitted with such technology. Susan Mudd is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center, a Midwest-based advocacy group. She says it's encouraging to see this activity, knowing the benefits that come with it.
The children or the riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated into buses.
These models also prevent harmful emissions from floating through neighborhoods, especially when buses are idled. Mudd says this has a positive effect on human health, as well as mitigating climate change, with transportation making up nearly 30% of U.S. carbon emissions. But even with federal support, she acknowledges there are still upfront cost barriers in securing electric buses. Mudd adds that implementing charging stations for larger electric bus fleets can be more intensive than infrastructure for passenger models.
It definitely requires more equipment, may require transformer upgrades, and that is more costly.
Organizations like hers are appealing to utilities to help make this infrastructure more accessible to schools and transit agencies. In late 2022, Wisconsin received more than $25 million in federal support to replace 65 diesel school buses around the state with electric ones. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
More
changes for the Packers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive, and I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year, and we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
JagFM loses money on every sale, but we make it up in volume.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, a mostly cloudy sky, breezy south winds up around 30 miles per hour, highs in the lower 60s. There will be a slight chance of rain in the mid to late afternoon. That rain chance carries over into your Sunday night. Mostly cloudy, lower 30s, currently 38 degrees.
This bunch of songs in a row tested negative for music-enhancing drugs.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you live and let die.
My name is...
you like Primus?
Yeah,
wanna
yeah.
see me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids?
Uh-huh.
Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did? Uh-huh. Try sit and get messed up worse than my life is? My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I wanna impregnate. And Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a basic. Why's your face red, man? You wasted.
Well, since age 12, I felt like a caged elf who stayed to himself in one space, chasing his tail. Got ticked off and ripped Pamela Lee's lips off, kissed him and said, I ain't no silicone, was supposed to be this soft. I'm about to pass out and crash and fall in the grass faster than a fat man who sat down too fast. Lady Shady, wait a minute, that's my girl, dawg. I don't give a damn, Dre sent me to take the world off. Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
What?
My name is... My name is...
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is...
Huh?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is...
Huh?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Slim Shady.
My English teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high.
Damn.
Thanks a lot. Next semester, I'll be 35. I smacked him in his face with an eraser. Chased him with a stapler. And told him to change the grade on the paper.
Now,
walked in a strip club. Had my jacket zipped up. Served the bartender. And walked out with a tip cup. Extraterrestrial. Running over pedestrians in a spaceship while they're screaming at me.
Let's just be friends!
99% of my life, I was lied to. I just found out my mom does more dope than I do. I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper. Make a record about doing drugs and name it after.
Yeah, Mom.
You know you blew up when the women rush your stands. Try to touch your hands like some screaming Usher fans. This guy at White Castle asked for my autograph, so I signed it. Dear Dave, thanks for the support. All sad.
Hi,
my name is...
Huh?
My name is... My name is...
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is...
Huh?
My name is... Just stand there, operate. I'm not ready to leave. It's too scary to die. I'll have to be carried inside the cemetery and buried alive. Am I coming or going? I can barely decide. I just drank a fifth of Kool-Aid. Dare me to drive?
Go ahead.
All my life I was very deprived. I ain't had a woman in years. And my mom was too hairy to hide.
Whoops.
Clothes ripped like the Incredible Hulk. I spit when I talk. I pine in walks. When I was little, I used to get so hungry I would throw fits. How you gonna breastfeed me, Mom? You ain't got no... awake and strap myself in the bed with a bulletproof vest on and tap myself in the head so I'm steaming mad. And by the way, when you see my dad,
yeah,
ask him if he bought a mic. I can see my ass.
Hi,
my name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
huh?
My name is
Slim Shady.
103.1 Jack FM.
Reach out, touch faith. Yeah.
What's that smell? 866-930-JACK.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. I live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all.
Messages with lots of fast-talking terms and conditions.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, a mostly cloudy sky, breezy south winds up around 30 miles per hour, highs in the lower 60s. There will be a slight chance of rain in the mid to late afternoon. That rain chance carries over into your Sunday night. Mostly cloudy, lower 30s, currently 38 degrees.
The best thing I've ever heard on
103.1
Jack FM is,
I love you.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Up his case and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny does a dog bite, no child knows.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best as ever been. He played,
found the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, when you don't find no child, no.
FM, where impulsive decisions are a lifestyle.
Jack's got some more great gifts to play.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, then the stroke's the word.